Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow.
Nosocomial infections like MRSA are acquired in hospitals and other healthcare facilities. To be classified as a nosocomial infection, the patient must have been admitted for reasons other than the infection. He or she must also have shown no signs of active or incubating infection. These nosocomial infections must occur up to 48 hours after hospital admission, up to 3 days after discharge, or up to 30 days after an operation. In the National and State Healthcare Associated Infections Progress Report, the CDC notes between 2008 and 2012, a positive 44% reduction in associated bloodstream infections occurred and a 20% decrease in infections related to 10 surgical procedures. Unfortunately, there was only a 4% reduction in hospital onset of the bloodstream infection MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, and a 2% decrease in hospital onset Clostridium difficile bacteria that release toxins which attack the lining of the intestines. Catheter-associated urinary tract infections, or UTIs, also increased by 3%. In summary, nosocomial infections attack an astounding 9 out of every 100 admitted hospital patients. Nosocomial infections are caused by pathogens present in hospitals containing many patients with weak immune responses. Patients can develop infections from other patients or due to poor conditions or procedures at a hospital or healthcare facility. This includes hospital staff errors and following proper procedures in transfusions and injections. Other patients encounter bacteria, fungi, parasites, or viruses in this hospital environment, and that can include even your doctor's ties and or stethoscopes and unclean hospital ventilation systems. Treatments for nosocomial infections depend on the infection type. If the infection occurs at the site of a catheter or other inserted line, the line, of course, should be removed immediately. An estimated 40% of nosocomial infections are caused by poor hand hygiene. Hospital staff can significantly reduce the number of cases of hospital-induced health issues with regular hand washing. They should also wear clean, protective garments and gloves changed often when working with patients. Antibiotics used appropriately in correct amounts can successfully combat symptoms of many infections, but in the case of MRSA, they're becoming less and less effective. A nutritious diet, absent sugar, adequate fluid intake, and appropriate rest are beneficial, while oral immune response normalizers such as NSC-100 Extra Strength MG Glucan can be nutritionally beneficial in promoting an immune response capable of keeping patients healthy, wealthy, and wise.
A winner in sports must be in peak condition. For you to be a winner in health, your immune response has to be in peak condition too. When you don't eat right or exercise enough and stay stressed from money, family, job, or a thousand other things, you need NSC Immunition Beta-Glucan. Remember, when you can't, Beta-Glucan. The original and best is U.S. patented and medical school researched NSC Immunition Glucan. Be a winner with NSC Immunition Glucan. Call 888-541-3997 today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC Glucan sample valued at $15 with free shipping, too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan, saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.